Crash, Chapter 45, April 19th. Big surprise when I got home from school today. My mother was there. "You sick?" I said. "No, just home." "You got fired?" She chuckled. "I quit. Actually, I have quit. I'll still do it part-time, but only on my schedule. The mall can get along without me." "Why?" She shrugged. "Well, with Scooter home now." She squeezed my shoulder, stared into my eyes. "Now really, would you rather have my money or my time?" "Your money." I knew I shouldn't have asked. "Well, what about Mrs. Linfont?" "Oh, she did get fired." "Good. So I'll be making dinner tonight." "Not good," she laughed. "The dinner wasn't bad for my mother anyway. She's got possibilities. There are four of us, me, Abby, Mom, and Scooter." "Maybe you can do your painting again now," said Abby. "I don't like that one you did of me as a baby. I want you to paint me like I am now. Gorgeous." My mother made a frame of her fingers and peered through. "We'll see." "Is Daddy quitting his job too?" Her face showed what she wanted the answer to be. "No," said my mom. "Not unless you want to live in a hut." Abby piped, "Yay!" My mother wagged her head. "I keep saying things I shouldn't. Well, there's one thing you'll be glad about. I really will be buying some of your clothes at second time around from now on." Abby clapped. "Goody!" My mother turned to me. "Oh, no," I said. She looked half sad. "You can live without $30 shirts. We're all going to have to give up something. I'm selling my car." "I ain't wearing no used underwear," I told her. "No used underwear, just some things. And look on the bright side. Now you won't have to waste so much time comparing price tags with your friends." Abby laughed. I stuck my face in my food. I felt like punching a wall. Scooter was silent the whole time, turning his head to each person who talked, his smile tilting, his whole body tilting in his chair. "No sneakers?" I said. I thought of my money in my dresser drawer. I almost had enough saved for a new pair. I saw. Better than Mike's. "You can't make me spend my own money at a thrift shop." She patted my head. "Wouldn't dream of it." She came into my room when I went to bed. "You're not going to tuck me in like some baby every night now, are you?" She laughed. "No, just tonight." As she was heading out, I said, "Just one thing." She stopped. She was like a shadow against the hallway light. "What's that?" "If you buy me stuff from the thrift shop, yeah, just don't tell me. I can't get to sleep. I keep thinking about the race off tomorrow. I know there's no way I can lose, but I still feel nervous. I want to be on this bed boat. Ever since Webb came dorking and whistling up the street that first day, he never saw me without saying hi, until today. Not at school, not on the track. Tonight, even the coach run us ragged at practice, I heard Webb sprinting past the house. My father bought a new spark plug for the mower. Now the gas cap has disappeared."